hear shit on BTR.
Blog Talk Radio.
I don't hear nothing on BTR. Why is that? What is the problem here? Why don't anybody hear me? Can you guys go over to Blog Talk and see if you hear me? If you are listening. If you are listening to me. Okay, I see Gunslinger. Hey, Gun. Hey, man. Can you hear me on BTR? Let me know in the Mixer chat room. I don't hear shit. And I don't know why that is. I have no iota of a fucking clue. Are we going to go through some shit like that tonight? No chat room. Okay, hang on. Let me go back to it. God damn it. Okay, but I don't hear no audio. That's what I'm just not hearing. Nothing. I see you up here. All right, Gun, I just opened up you in queue. Can you hear me at all? What in
the... I hear you. I'm up here. Yeah.
What the fuck? What seems to be the issue? Can't be that. Ain't that. Okay. Gun, you're in queue.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Apparently, you can't hear me. I can't hear shit. Try to play this song. You hear me? Well, you're in queue.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
All right, go to your phone line. You called in, Gunslinger. That's what I'm trying. I can't hear you. I don't hear you talking,
hello.
Gunslinger.
Hello.
I don't hear nothing come from BTR's end of the line. What the fuck? You hear yourself and hear me, but I don't hear you. Fuck would that be? Let me try something here real quick.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can Ron hear me?
I don't think Ron can hear you. He can't hear me.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing a repeat of me.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can Ron hear me?
I don't think Ron can hear you. He can't hear me.
Oh, okay.
I think you're repeating, too.
Repeat of me.
I can hear you. Can Ron hear me? It's almost like it's on a delay on BTR.
Well, it sounds like it's ready to, repeat somewhere. It's repeating what I'm saying. It's repeating what you're saying.
Yeah.
A loop. Ron was there. Ron left the conversation. Okay. Yeah, wonderful BTR. Buttfucker.
Yeah. No, that's Hunter. That's Hunter Biden.
Oh, a yeah, buttfucker. Him too. Yeah. And let's not leave out the coward, George Zinser. He's a fucking coward.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave him out.
I mean, I'm looking at BTR, and the timer's gone.
Yeah, timer's going here, too.
Yeah, so obviously it's something within the translation where, like I said, it's like we're talking, I'll say something, and a minute or so later, it's there. It's like it's on a delay. No?
Well, BTR.
Yeah. And I guess he hadn't opened the chat room yet at BTR.
Yeah, he's opened it, yeah. I'm in there.
Ron Reagan. I don't see it open on my page. Maybe I got to reset it.
Refresh it.
There we go. I got it now. Fucking BTR. And he thought it was going to be smooth sailing with him when he signed that big contract.
Yeah.
He thought it was going to be smooth sailing when he signed that big contract.
Yeah.
But he thought it was going to be smooth sailing He's in the chat room, but he doesn't. I guess he's working to get it up. I might just say, go ahead and. Oh, he's gone now.
What did he do? Disappear again?
Yep. Yep, he disappeared.
Yep.
I'll just go ahead and say, just scrap BTR for the night and go with Mixler.
Yeah.
He's trying to fix it. I get it.
May have to.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed last night, though.
Here's a joke of the day. A man entered or appeared before St. Peter at the Pearly Gates. Have you ever done anything of particular merit? St. Peter asked. Well, I could think of one thing the man offered. Oh, a trip to the Black Hills out in South Dakota. I came upon a gang of high terestrone bikers who were threatening a young woman. I directed them to leave her alone, but they wouldn't listen. So I approached the largest and the most heavily tattooed biker and smacked him on the head, kicked his bike over, ripped his nose ring out, and threw it on the ground. I yelled, "Now back off, or you'll answer it to me." St. Peter was impressed. When did this happen? Just a couple of minutes ago. Yes. They killed his ass.
Yeah, they killed his ass.
Yeah, just a couple of minutes ago.
I get it now.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell me he's having problems with Mixler now.
Well, it shows you in Mixler.
No, I'm looking at it, and the thing was, like, spinning, just spinning.
Mm.
Now it's up in Mixler, but no chat room.
No chat room. I see a chat room in Mixler. Is that a minute?
Oh.
But there's no audio. But there's no audio.
It's Donald, Joe. Hey, Donald, Joe. No, it's just Donald. Sorry.
Now in Mixler, it's saying off air.
That's what I hear. I have here. Well, it's back.
Oh,
right. I went and Ryan, you there?
Oh, Ryan, come out, come out, wherever you are.
Ronnie Wreck.
Maybe we should use his proper pronouns, Re and Tard. Get it?
Ricard.
Retard.
Retard. Tard and retard.
No. We can also use the that fucking idiot that filed charges against President Trump. We use his proper pronouns too, cock and sucker. Get it? Maybe his internet went down. He's always having problems with his internet. But on both of them, it says okay. He left the conversation. Well, Mixler says it's offline or off air. Dum, 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 dum. My message to fucking Biden. Here's something from, this is from CDR retired boy. He says, DA Alvin Bragg, you just indicted a ham sandwich.
That only proves one thing. If your strings are being held by somebody else and they decide to pull them, you got to go where you're being told. You know? Obviously, his strings weren't his own. And, you know, he looked like he was going to let it drop, and then something happened, and, well, you know, we saw what happened. Now, I really believe this. I really believe there was a poll that was put out by Fox that said that Trump was ahead 30 points on everybody on – everybody in the Republican League, and he was also up 20 points on Biden, and well, they can't have that, so you know, go ahead and indict him. You know, somebody pull the strings. You know.
Well, I'm sure. Hmm.
I just texted Ron. I asked him if he was having technical difficulties, which he's obviously having. I mean, the thing on BTR is still counting.
Yeah, it's still going. Well,
I mean,
I guess he was working on it.
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, it might very well gas him out of time on if it takes him a lot longer. He'll gas him out of time on BTR if he don't just, you know, like, stop it and just start a new show. Oh, you're sniffling on us, huh? Spring has sprung.
Yeah, spring has sprung, sniffling and eyes watering and all that shit.
Yep.
See what I put in the score? That's funny. That's fucking funny. Ew.
Let's see. What was that? Oh, nice.
That was a nice one. Call 1-800-PUSSY. Ring, ring. I hope she has it set on vibrate, you know? Damn. Ring, ring. Anybody home? Anybody home? Oh, that's a good one. Ring, ring. Oh, man. Maybe his internet went down.
No, I mean, I sent him a text. His text went through, so the text was delivered, so maybe he's not just paying attention. He's trying to work to get it up again. I don't know.
Ding, ding.
I just put a thing in the chat room there. That's all. He might have had his freaking thing go down.
Should have.
I'm looking at that picture you put in the chat room. I'm thinking about what's the name, sitting at that switchboard and laughing. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. Buzz. Let's see how back on Mixler at all. Nope. I think he might be done for the night.
Possibility.
We could hang up and I could just call you on Skype, probably. You wouldn't know the difference.
Give him a few more minutes, I guess.
Yeah, give him some more time. Oh, boy. I'm sorry I missed last night. I went and listened to a little bit today, you know. What I don't understand is do these people not get that they're making a martyr of Trump? Do they not get that?
They probably don't care because they're so insane they can't see, you know, their nose in front of their face. Gotta get Trump. It's like a rabid animal, just like I fucking said before. Rabies.
Yeah. Yeah.
It fries your brain.
Yeah, I mean, they keep doing this shit, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting the same results, expecting a different result. You know, keep doing it, and I'll tell you this, Gunn. They keep doing this stuff. There's a great chance that Trump's going to win, and he's going to win big, and he's going to win in places that you wouldn't think he's going to win in, like New York, you know? I mean, obviously, no, probably nobody likes. It's getting to the point where nobody like up there likes this DA. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Not even the liberals. Because, like I said earlier, he's obviously a puppet, and probably a puppet of liberals, you know, and all that shit, but hey. Fuck.
I just bought the Dead Meat, the complete zombie apocalypse series on Kindle.
Nice. 99 cents.
That ain't bad for a whole fucking, for a, what is it, six books?
Yeah.
1,524 pages. Yep, that's what it says. Dead Meat, the complete zombie apocalypse series. They deliver it right to you. Kindle thing. Come on, Ron, do something. Say something.
Huh?
I think, come on, Ron, say something. Do something.
Come on, Ronnie boy.
Jeez.
Ron, Recky. Recky, Ronnie. Hang out. Nope. You're no longer live on Mixler.
He ain't returned on either one of them. Wait a minute. He says, I think my sound card just fucked.
Oh, wow.
What he says in the Mixler. That was 5 minutes ago.
Well, I don't have a Mixler chat, so
I'm in both of them.
I didn't know.
They said it just F you, so that's fucked up. Well, fuck.
I don't see him Blog Talk chat.
No, he's not Blog Talk. Blog Talk. He's in Mixler. That's what I said. I just read the.
I can't get Mixler, so I reset it. I can't get it, so you know that is what that is.
Well,
he's going to have to get his damn computer fixed. Get a new sound card.
Or something. There's a stupid question. It says, do you sleep with a loaded gun near you at night? Yeah. And if so, why? Well, that's why I got, let's see, I got let me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 8 total fire extinguishers as fire extinguishers in this trailer. Does that make sense? That's why I have 8 fire extinguishers. Just in case. Just in case. You know? Just in case. People can be so goddamn stupid. Jesus. No, dude, I just like to see him hanging on the wall.
God.
I don't think he's coming back on BTR. It's already 10:32.
Okay, so you wanna switch? You wanna hang up and switch to Skype and get you out of his little confab?
Or I guess he is. I don't know if it's being I don't know if it's being recorded in here or not. I have no idea. Could be. Probably just hang up and go to Skype, I imagine.
Yeah.
I'll keep Mixler open and see if he says anything.
I'm going to Skype now. You think?
All right.
I've been reconnected. Praise the Lord. The many people that's out there listening to me. Praise the Lord. Praise Jess Wall here today in front of each other. So anyway, here we go. We're going to get back in this clip. Sorry about the technical delays, but shit happens. So party on.
Crimes relating to a payment he apparently made 7 years ago. In no fair system would that be a crime under the law 7 years later. But the Soros-funded district attorney in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, has stitched together a Frankenstein legal theory to justify this prosecution. Under normal circumstances, it would be impossible because the statute of limitations has passed. And as if all of that were not third world enough, someone leaked the news of Donald Trump's grand jury indictment to the media. Now, that in itself is a crime under the law in New York. In fact, a much bigger crime than those under which Donald Trump is being charged. Will Alvin Bragg prosecute the leaker? Please. It's almost certainly someone in his own office. Nor will Bragg prosecute, as many people have pointed out today, the crimes of Hunter Biden or other Democratic partisans. Those aren't rare or hard to find. Bragg will not prosecute Hillary Clinton, even though she just admitted to violating campaign finance law by paying for the fake Russian dossier. What's fascinating is that none of this has alerted the watchdogs to government abuse, our media. No. Just the opposite. The media are cheerleading our new standards of tribal justice. Watch.
The good news is here, it's our legal system in action saying nobody is above the law.
Nobody's above the law. Not Republicans, not Democrats, not Donald Trump, not anybody.
I tend to think that nobody is above the law.
No person above the law.
We have political leaders who are not above the law.
We don't believe that anybody should be above the law.
They're all beating the same drum, if you will. No one is above the law.
No one is above the law. Today's evidence is that that includes Trump as well.
New life has been breathed into that saying, no person is above the law.
Let's be completely clear. None of the people you just saw care a thing about justice. Let that word burn in their mouths. No, they are obviously bloodthirsty. They would cheer as you were necklaced in the street. No one is above the law, they would scream as you writhed on the ground. They would. But as long as we're still pretending that the old standards of fairness and equal application of the law apply, then whatever happened to Sam Bankman-Fried? Remember him? Largest financial crime in history? To this day, no one has explained or bothered to even try to tell us how Sam Bankman-Fried was able to make his bail. That was set at $250 million. All that has been disclosed to us, the long-suffering public, is that a former dean at Stanford and a Stanford computer scientist put up $500,000 and $200,000 respectively, and his parents put the value of their home. Quite a big gap. Where did the rest of the money come from? No one will tell us. No one in the media is asking because no one cared. Sam Bankman-Fried didn't pay off a former mistress. No, he defrauded a million people and ran off with houses in the Bahamas, and yet the system is protecting him because he voted correctly. That's remarkable. But he's not the only criminal that Washington refuses to prosecute. There are so many of them. The people who destroyed the U.S. dollar, for example. The ones who degraded the United States military and turned it into a joke, which it is. The ones who flooded rural America with opioids and killed hundreds of thousands. The people currently selling our oil reserves to China. None of them have ever been prosecuted. In fact, they've all been promoted. We'll have more on them in just a moment. But for now, we'd like to start with Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, who's been indicted for non-existent crimes in the middle of a presidential race. We have a very specific question about how this is going to affect the race, because, of course, affecting the race is the entire point. Subscribe.
So there you go. Merry Christmas, happy Halloween, and hallelujah. You know, being a Biden supporter that I am, you know, Biden is the guy. He's the best president ever to live. And, you know, you're saying 7 minutes, what? 34 seconds. No, I got an hour and 7 minutes. Anyway, I had somebody on the line. They just walked away from me. Yours says what? Oh, Till Show? No, I retried to reboot up. No, ignore that. It won't do nothing. I ignored it. I didn't clean it off. It won't happen. You're in the chat room. Okay, there's Mikey. And he pops in and out like he's having sex with my chat room. You know, Jesus Christ. Do it right, man. Okay, 814, welcome to the show. Where technical problems could happen any given time, anybody. I'm a victim.
Hang up and call
What?
Billy, Ryan, Mom. Gun and
oh, Billy.
Mike.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, Mike,
yeah,
Mike and Gun.
You're cutting out on me.
Guess what I had to buy today?
What's that?
I felt the need.
A need?
A fucking Geiger. Yeah.
A Geiger counter?
Yep.
Well, I already own one. I already got one. I'm way a fucking idiot.
No.
About 5-6 years.
I'm actually pissed about it. I'm actually pissed I had to spend.
Why?
Because I don't need a Geiger counter unless there's a nuclear war. And that's
well,
the only
there
reason
might be.
I would buy.
Fuck,
no
you might
shit.
Be. Who knows? Fuck, they can hit little short-range distant missiles and fuck you all up. Gun and Mike, what's going on, brothers?
Howdy,
my
guys.
Deal says 5 minutes and 36 seconds until show.
This is no 5:36. It's an hour. It's wrong, Gun. It's wrong. It's way wrong.
Yeah, what being?
I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I don't know. My mixer board just quit fucking working on me, man. That new one, brand fucking new board. Just all of a sudden fucking nothing coming in. What the fuck? So I had to grab the old fucking the old fucking 10-year-old bastard that put the retirement back out. It's still fucking working like a champ. I'm like, what the fuck? Get this fancy fucking shit and it fucks up on you, motherfuckers. God damn, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Must have been made in China.
Well, ain't everything? Fuck, everything's made in China.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but China. So Donnie is going to jail like on Tuesday. you know. Boy, I can't wait to see the turnout for that event.
Yeah,
they're
me
not
too.
Lock them. They're not going to lock him up.
Do what?
Well, the thing what? Is, you got to understand by law. By law, they have to allow the Secret Service to protect the guy, to have a halo around him. So
yep.
They're not going to be able to put him into. They shouldn't be able to put him into like general population and all that shit, you know. So
well, they're not
going to
do
that.
I mean,
no,
that's a civil matter. That's a civil matter. You think the Secret Service is going to let that happen? They're there to protect that motherfucker. I guess
yeah,
that's federal.
Walk in, say not guilty, and walk out.
Federal law supersedes state law. Bam. I know that. You know
well,
what they did with what he should do?
He should go to fucking jail. I don't care what anybody says. I believe Donald Trump should go right to fucking jail. No bond, no bail, stay in that motherfucker. And here's why. Here's why I believe that. I mean, I'm going completely full fucking libtard. I'm going completely liberal, so get ready. All right? But here's the deal. Any man to give $130,000 to that fine little fucking porn star, fuck, he deserves it. It's, you know, he needs to go to jail. If I can't fucking give $130,000 to some fine piece of pussy, then I need to be in jail. Period. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck's wrong with people nowadays? You know, you only give money to the ugly chicks. That's what you do. You give money to the ugly girls. Don't give them to the fine chicks like that. I mean, Stormy Daniels is a nice-looking woman. I mean, she's wore the fuck out, I'm sure. You know,
wore out, yeah.
Yeah, she's got more miles on her than a fucking Greyhound bus, you know, but fuck.
Yeah.
There again.
Hell, she don't. Hell, she's so bad. She don't brush her teeth with fucking toothpaste. She brushes her teeth with cum. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm. Pure protein.
Yeah, there you go.
Pure protein.
But what?
It stops gingivitis.
Well, gingivitis. There you go. If they do take Trump's mugshot, what Trump should do is shoot the finger at him while he's
market
taking the mugshot.
Market that motherfucker. Market it.
Market that son of a bitch. You damn right.
I say this. I've said this already, guys, that let Trump ought to let them get their picture, their mugshot. And then ask for the mugshot, put it on a goddamn T-shirt, and market that son of a bitch.
I want to get wrapped on my new car. I want to get wrapped in the hood of my new car. Donald Trump's mugshot. Right in the hood of my brand new car.
What?
Fucking right. But why not? Wouldn't that be cool? I think that'd be awesome.
That would sell.
Yeah, of course it's going to sell. And like I said last night, I wouldn't want to be that prosecutor. I really wouldn't. I'd be a worried motherfucker.
Nope.
I would. I wouldn't be out in the fucking public.
I wouldn't either.
Mm-mm.
I figured out what that prosecutor's pronouns are. Cock and sucker. Get it?
It seems more like dumb fucker. Yeah.
Well, that too. He has multiple pronouns. No doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, man. This is so fucking idiotic. You know what I mean? It's so idiotic. It's not the fact he broke a law because he didn't.
He didn't.
You
know? There's no law he broke.
And two other prosecutors, even Department of Justice, wouldn't even fuck with him. This
they
is fucking retarded.
They already tried all this in 2016.
Yeah. Yeah, but the statute of limitations are up. You can't convict somebody of something past statute of limitations. You are fucking retarded.
Else is some shit. We don't know what it is yet.
Well, we haven't seen the fucking grand jury. We ain't seen the fucking
I think they're charging him with disagreeing with the election outcome. They must have made that law up.
I told Gunn earlier, I said, look, these guys are obviously, he was going to drop the charges, right? So obviously somebody that's the string puller pulled the string. He's just a fucking puppet.
Bucky Soros funded. You talking about the prosecutor? Buck Soros got him in.
Yeah,
Soros got him in there. That's his puppet master.
And here's the deal, though, he was going to let it drop, but I think what happened was there's this poll coming out of Fox that says not only is Trump 30 points ahead of anybody in the Republican field, but he's 30 points ahead of anybody that the Democrats might put up against them, including Biden. So they can't have him being up in that one poll, multiple polls like that, you know. So they pulled the string and got him arrested.
Well, it's like I said, the grand jury that was all Democrat. That's all that was. This is witch hunt time. We're back to the same old shit. They tried to get. I don't know why they come up with this shit. You know, the motherfucker, the statute of limitations are fucking over. And the other two Justice Departments, or the Justice Department and the FBI, said, no, we don't want fucking to do it. It's bullshit. Doesn't mean nothing. He gave the bitch $130,000. So what? Who cares? Only thing he told her is $130,000 to keep messing. They said, we don't fuck. We didn't fuck. That's all, you know? But she's like, fuck that. I'm gonna climb this motherfucking golden mountain. So she did. She brought it out. So, you know, she fucked Trump.
What
did she say? Stormy Daniels fucked Trump.
Did you guys hear what Nancy Pelosi said?
I caught a piece of that.
He said he has to prove his innocence.
Yeah, like he's already guilty. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not what
you
it
know,
is.
I guess.
I mean, they don't care. I'll say it again. They don't care that in doing this, they're making this guy a martyr. They don't give a shit.
Well, no, of course they don't give a shit. They don't want to lose the power they have. Look at the power they have. Look at the shit they're causing. They're doing wrong things. In reality, anybody else say, no, you just don't do shit like that. But they're doing it anyway. They're doing this. Does that make any sense? No. It just simply don't make any fucking sense. So, how can you not make the Republican Party look better for themselves? Because they're being retarded. What is the reason why he wanted this? Why did he sign all them executive orders the minute he walked in the fucking house? You know what I mean? Since that motherfucker's down became whatever the fuck he thinks he is, you know, he fucking signed it. There's a stack of them motherfuckers next to him. You know, so that's, bullshit. And it fucked everything up. Fucked everything up instantly.
Okay, Ron, In the Blog Talk chat room, I put a clip from Tucker Carlson. Maybe it was today, yesterday, or whatever. But I put a Tucker Carlson clip that's pretty. I've already watched it, listened to it. It's like a 6-minute clip. It's him and Glenn Beck talking about what's going
that.
On.
I've seen that today. Yeah, give me a minute.
Oh, you seen it?
Yep.
It was all over YouTube.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool clip.
Jesse Waters?
No, Tucker.
Tucker Carlson.
But yeah, these people don't get, they don't care. They don't care that they keep doing this shit. And this guy is going to, It's gonna be a fucking mandate, you know, of what he's gonna be able to do. That's how big this is gonna be. It's gonna be a fucking mandate.
And okay, God, I'm going to play this. Say it.
Right, but I'm going to play this clip. Here we go.
Glenn Beck will have his own chapter as possibly the greatest synthesizer of big ideas ever to appear on camera. And a lot of people made fun of Glenn Beck over the years for that, but if you go back and watch the tape, you will find out that maybe more than any other person on television, Glenn Beck got it right again and again and again. So we thought tonight is the perfect opportunity to hear from him. He's the co-founder of Blaze Media. He's just written a book called The Great Reset, and he joins us now for an overview of what we're watching. Glenn Beck, thank you so much for coming on tonight. How would you interpret
kind of you
this?
To say.
Well, it's true.
So let me, I've got a couple of things here for you. Let me just go through. I'm going to bring a different perspective to this. We have the banking crisis. They say it's fine. It's just beginning. Yesterday we had the Saudis and Brazil and China enter a deal to where the petrodollar is over. Brazil and China are going to trade in their own currency. That's the beginning of the end of our currency. That means a dollar collapse. That
yes.
means we become Venezuela. We will have war with China. We will have war with Russia and Iran. We have the restrict bill. We have social media and our NSA and everybody else in bed with each other, silencing people. We, of course, have the raccoon dogs, which we all know is bullcrap. And now this week we have a new gun grab that they're trying to do. Biden and his family taking money from the Chinese. What do you think this Donald Trump thing is really all about? The America that we knew, the fundamental transformation that started in 2008 is finished. We are no longer viewed as a superpower. We are now an elderly, we're Joe Biden, just walking into the twilight. What this is all about, I believe, is trying to inflame this country. They've wanted violence from the right from the beginning. They can't wait it. They need it. Because if we strike out, look at January 6th, the day they're letting the shaman out of prison because it was all trumped up, Tucker Carlson, for revealing this, the day they're letting him out, they do this to Donald Trump. They want you to strike out. Why? Because then they can close the cage. I'm going to make another prediction for you, Tucker. You said I got it right. Well, everything I've been talking about since 08, this is the time. I'm going to make a prediction. By 2025, we are going to be at war. We are going to have a new dollar, a currency that probably is coming from the central bank. We'll have a currency collapse, and we will live in a virtual police state. I know that might sound crazy to a lot of people. It's not far off. The Bill of Rights is gone. Nobody is paying attention. Where are the Republicans? Where are the decent Democrats that can see this is insanity? Donald Trump, the reason why this is going to help Donald Trump, and that's why I don't think they're doing it so he can't run. They're doing it because they want people to strike out. Please turn to God, repent, pray for our country. Pray for peace. Put on the full armor of God. But here's what's really what they miss. Donald Trump is not even a person anymore. He is a symbol. He is a symbol of the average everyday guy that keeps getting screwed every single time. Watches other people screw up big banks, screw up their companies, and get away with it. They see people all the time doing stuff that they know if they did, they'd be in prison for 20 years. But because they're not part of the elite, they get away with it. Donald Trump has taken arrow after arrow, and that's why this is the way the average American feels tonight.
Yeah.
I hope that there's a few Democrats out there. But this guy has been taking the bullets for the average person now for years. And people on the right feel like he's the only guy that really gets what the people are feeling, and it's not gonna end well for the Democrats in the next election. It's just not. I don't know if Donald Trump is the winner or not, but I will tell you this. You're not going to stop 100 million people. This country is in shambles. And there's going to be 100 million people that will walk on broken glass and through fire to vote for someone other than this corrupt banana republic administration.
That's, I think, exactly right. Glenn Beck, wow. I'll be processing that for a couple of days. I really appreciate your coming on tonight. Thank you.
That was pretty wild, isn't it, huh? Yeah, well, fuck.
Yeah.
What do you expect? That's what's happening.
Yeah.
It's, you know, reality. I mean, it's just the way it's going to be. You know, whether you like it or
and
not.
I'll add to that, Ron. I told Gunn this earlier that there's a chance, because this guy in New York is doing this shit, there's a chance that it'll be so big, Donald Trump's win will be so big in 2024 that he could carry New York.
Well, that may be true, but you got to remember, he's going against... it's hard to me explain what he's going against. It's because it's too fucking retarded. You know, and first, okay, this prosecutor, man, really, why would you, I mean, it kills, there's so many wrongs here. And it's not that I'm defending Donald Trump. That's not what I'm doing. I'm defending the goddamn, you know, the code of justice. The fucking case is dead after 7 years. It is dead. It don't exist no more. Okay, that's the deal, okay? But why would you bring something up? You ain't got enough evidence. You got your fucking old porn star. You know, oh, I fucked Donald Trump, and he gave me $130,000. Well, was it a contract? Was it consensual? What was it? What was it? You know what I'm saying? You got paid after you fucked him. That's what happened, apparently, right? So, you know, just tell her be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Keep between us and don't let the fucking public know. I mean, it could be any fucking reason. It doesn't matter. I just want to know people. I know I fucked you. You know, I think you're so fucking ugly, you're a skank, and I don't want people to know this. So if you do me a favor, I give you some money, you keep fucking mouth shut. That'd be that. You know what I'm saying? But no. Donald Trump's too famous, too rich. Stormy Daniels wanted a piece of the action. You know what I'm saying? No, that bitch opened her fucking mouth, guaranteed. You all know she did. After she got the money. I mean, what a perfect setup, you know? $130,000 wasn't enough. That was a fucking tip. That's all the fuck that was. Look, I mean, did Starve Daniels write a book and some other bullshit, you know? So, you know, what does that tell you?
Especially after her other lawyer got a hold to that settlement. Because you know what happened.
Of course.
You know, $130,000 in a settlement isn't enough.
No. I bet she had a T-shirt that says, I fucked Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? There's probably a fucking merch. There's probably a merch line.
Somewhere.
You know. I fucked Donald Trump, and I really feel proud of that.
You know, in the beginning she said she did not sleep with Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's on
that's
tape.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
That's what she said. So, I guess she had...
her story's changed, so can you really trust what she really said, right?
No, you can't trust it at all.
That's right. So, you know, they should toss this thing out. They should toss...
Well, here's a question. Here's a quick question. When are they going to bring out the fact that Trump said grabbing pussy? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you did
that?
Say that, yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it'd be more offensive. But we're men. We're attracted to the pussy, ain't we? Unless you're
what Robin Williams said it really well. We came from there, and at some point we expect to get back there. You know?
Right.
You know, exactly. You get my point, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Men love pussy.
That's it.
Well, men
you guys are getting completely distracted by the bullshit.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah. I get it.
I mean,
yeah, I don't,
so many things doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
That's
what matters.
Mm-mm.
What matters is, okay, is they hate Trump so much. The establishment hates Trump so much, okay, that they will break the law, they'll make shit up, they'll lie like they've been doing, even when he was president, and then fucking, mm-hmm. you know, indict him on a bunch of bullshit charges.
Well, but Billy, they were happened before he became president.
This is what happens in places like Venezuela, where you know, Chavez says, hey, he's my political opponent. Remember what he did to him? He tried to have him assassinated.
Right. Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, it's, you know, this is what's happening here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, a former president of the, you know, last election,
well,
or the election before that, you know, is indicted on charges. So we can't.
The current president of Brazil, right now, who he cheated in his elections, just like he got elected the same way that Obama got elected. His opponent is currently in the United States, but he wants him back in Brazil because he wants to make that guy disappear. You know, because he's arguing that he's the president of Brazil other than this other guy, you know. So Bolsonaro is here in America, and they want him back in Brazil, the current alleged president of Brazil. Huh?
He already left. He already left to go back to Brazil.
Right.
They had a thing with him and his, I guess, his wife on the fucking plane flying back to Brazil. They were expecting a big crowd of reporters at the airport.
I wonder when they book Trump and they're going to strip search him.
No, they're not.
I know. I don't know, really, but, you know, I thought it was kind of funny.
As their friends, they're going to have the Secret Service literally looking over their shoulders, where they can feel their breath.
Oh, yeah. The Secret Service will be right next to that motherfucker. Ain't going to matter. Them fucking regular cops ain't going to say shit to them motherfuckers.
Nope. Between him and, you know, anybody coming near him, you got the Secret Service in between.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Melania, Barron, you know, all those, particularly those three, you know, you're not going to get anywhere near those guys, you know, and that's the point.
Well, I think,
you know,
my personal opinion, I think that Stormy Daniels and Trump's old lady need to be on Jerry Springer. Really. Don't you think?
Yep.
Jerry Springer. I mean, come on. This is way down south action here. You know what I'm saying? Because
you need to put the Bidens on Jerry Springer, man.
The what? The Biden?
The Bidens.
Oh, yeah. God. They'd be the fucking
that would be ratings gold. That would be ratings gold.
there because we know.
Well, you got Joe walking around not knowing who the fuck he is. You got his old lady to think she is. Then you got Hunter Biden stumbling down fucking cracked out, you know, on crack. You know? If that was any other motherfucker I know, a visual of you with a plate of fucking crack in your picture, you would go to fucking jail part. There was a motherfucker just not too long ago that had a brand new catalytic converter up for sale on fucking Facebook, okay? Well, in that picture of the catalytic converter, there's also a fucking spoon of dope and a needle and a bag of dope right next to it, okay? Guess what? The fucker got busted for it. You know?
Yep.
Proof of possession.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though. Right, but I'm saying, but here's fucking, you know, Biden's kid doing this shit, and nothing happens to the motherfucker.
No.
You know, besides selling secrets, military secrets, or whatever secrets he's selling, the motherfuckers. I mean, this shit, this motherfucker's been doing this since he was a senator. You know, they found all them fucking secret documents shit he had since he was a senator that he stole from the White House. Mm. So Joe's been in this fucking game for a long, long time. You know, now he's the king of the fucking castle. Every man's dream to become president of the United States. And Joe has made it. He's fucking made it. Robbing, raping, and pillaging is all the way fucking up. Why not? Perfect. Ain't that nice? You can do whatever the fuck you want, and you know, cocksucker, you can laugh at him about it. That's fucking sweet. But that's what they do. They laugh at us. Look at the cackling hen he's got for vice president. And boy, she's socked in. She's happy as a motherfucker. There's no way Joe can get rid of her. So he didn't do it fast enough. So he can't do it. But she can be his running mate, you know. And he's crazy enough, you don't even know who he is anymore. They're going to make the decision for him whether he's going to run or not. I think it's about insane. I don't know if something medically happens to him. I don't know. The body doubles. You never know. They'll put a fucking actor in there for him. You know?
Well, the problem with the body double is that guy has to be a good enough actor that if he gets on the stand, he can look the part, but he has to be able to sound the part as well. And we know what Biden sounds like and how he speaks and all that stuff. And he has to be incoherent at all times. And
that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Auto-tuning, brother. Auto-tuning. Make your voice sound like whoever like you want it to. I mean, I'm in a recording business. You could auto-tune him. The guy could talk like fucking Woody Woodpecker, you know what I'm saying? But you put that bitch in an auto-tuner, fuck no, it's on just like Biden, identical to him. You'll never be able to tell. Ain't that crazy? So don't I'm telling you, man. In the way, you know, makeup is where they do makeup anymore.
Right.
So, you know, never underestimate these people.
I said to a friend of mine earlier that you know, if they can do this shit, remember that movie, it wasn't The Running Man, it was Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which he puts this big-ass mask on of the woman, and it was a digital thing,
And
he had malfunction and came apart, but it looked like he was a woman.
Right.
It looked like
that's CGI. That's all CGI shit done. Right. That's all computer done. And it's all done by computers, right? But it looked cool.
They did that. They did all that by computer, but that was done by the computer in the 1980s, right?
Right. Right. Like,
How much more advanced is that process now versus then?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, right. That's what I mean. They can do anything they want. But I don't know. I sometimes get tired of even hearing it anymore. You know what I mean? You get tired of hearing this shit. Wow. What's next, man, you know? But you got to watch it because you don't know what the fuck they're going to do next. That's the scary part. These crazy motherfuckers, I mean, That's what they're fucking nuts.
And
I mean,
frankly,
nobody in the right mind would do half the shit they do. You know what I mean? Nobody in the right goddamn mind.
Right.
I mean, wow.
They would love to put him in jail for the next year and a half where he cannot go on, you know, and go to these rallies where there are 25, 35, 45, 85,000 people that show up at these rallies, right? They
right.
would love to put him in jail so he can't go do these rallies.
Mm-hmm. Where's something just came up a minute ago? Ingram on Fox says Biden is lying. Hang on, Mike. Mm-hmm. This is a short 6-minute clip. Let's see what the fuck she's talking about. What the fuck's going on now?
In his inaugural address, Biden set the tone for all that would follow.
A rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat.
Yeah, very optimistic. As Attorney General and the FBI became maniacally focused on advancing that narrative with increasingly ominous warnings.
Racially motivated violent extremists as a group are the most dangerous of the domestic violent extremist groups, and within that, the white supremacists are the most dangerous and most lethal.
Specifically, those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
Specifically, those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
But when a trans day of vengeance gained steam days after Audrey Hale, a transgender, massacred 6 at a Christian school, Garland didn't see the need to issue any warning about growing anti-Christian hate across the country. Would he have been so reluctant if, let's say, I don't know, some conservative group had planned a Patriot Stand Ready rally, and that was scheduled to happen just days after some right-winger shot up a school? Of course not. And we certainly all know that CNN would have put a microphone in the face of every congressman on Capitol Hill asking questions like, do you think the so-called Patriots event should go forward as parents are grieving? But here, reporters tried to turn the table on Republicans, confronting one local congressman who posed with firearms for a family holiday card.
Any regrets about that Facebook post and the photo of your Christmas card?
Why would I regret a photograph with my family exercising my rights to bear arms?
Now, thankfully, the Trans Day of Vengeance was canceled by the event organizers. But true to form, they didn't cancel it out of respect for those murdered, but rather because they say they were facing threats. Now, remember, the Democrats' narrative will always be that conservative Christians are the biggest threat facing America at any given time. Thus, no matter what unfolds, even a trans person murdering Christians at a Christian school, the left's focus will be how anti-trans hate will spread in the aftermath. And when Republican-led state legislatures advance bills to ban things like genital mutilation and hormone shots for children, the left says it's just more evidence of that pernicious anti-trans hate. The Washington Post proves our point in this headline: Nashville shooting exploited by right to escalate anti-trans rhetoric. Are you with me here, people? Now, the response from the White House was equally as shameful, yet entirely predictable.
Our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
They're under attack. And Joe Biden chimed in saying transgender Americans shape our nation's soul. But a wave of discriminatory state laws is targeting transgender youth, terrifying families, and hurting kids. Tone deaf and false. The president, his administration, and all the radical gender activists, they're all lying. They all know that this isn't about hating anyone. This is about protecting children from political, sexual, and medical exploitation. And for Biden, a practicing Catholic, to cheer this on is reprehensible. Equally so is his vilification of those who disagree with him, whipping the pro-trans fringe into an absolute frenzy. Now, just a few days ago, trans activists tried to storm the Kentucky State Capitol building after the legislature there voted to override a veto by their Democrat governor of a bill to ban sex surgeries and hormones for minors. Well, you can call it a transurrection, I guess. One protester you saw there even played the part of their equivalent of the QAnon shaman. And similar chaos yesterday in Tennessee, where hundreds protested at the Capitol there, calling for a gun ban and berating the Republican-led legislature. They even made their way onto the state Capitol floor. What they said about the parents who showed up at school board meetings, and look at what happened in these two states. Of course, no threat to democracy here. The media just framed it as another kind of run-of-the-mill protest, even a family affair.
Hundreds of people showed up today. I mean, probably about 1,500, maybe even upwards of that, showing out. A lot of young people, a lot of young students skipping school, a lot of parents bringing their young kids here as well.
Aw, how sweet. Right? Wrong. That argument about our tax dollars, let us go anywhere we want in the Capitol, that didn't work for the January 6th protesters. Well, you can see, though, how this could spiral quickly out of control. Democrats are ginning up a divisive, hateful dynamic in America. Now, folks have every right to protest. I'll always support that right. But this is something very different. The White House is lighting a powder keg here, playing a cynical game of division and distraction. We don't yet know what the Nashville killer's motive was, but Democrats' toxic, disparaging rhetoric against those who disagree with them must stop before another tragedy happens. Hey, Sean Hannity.
Oh, shit. No, it ain't no fucking different. Same old shit. It's always going to happen. But these motherfuckers, you know, this transgender shit didn't really start until Obama got in office. You know what I mean? It really didn't. Once he got in, it was all gay and fucking whatever you want to be bullshit. And people just thought it was so fucking great. Yeah, and Biden, carry me on my way, son. There'll be peace when you are done, which that's a lie. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carry on my wayward son. I think Barack will call the shots, you know, for him and Michael.
He probably is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yep. Joe's the one taking the fall for it. He's the front guy and don't know what's going on. Whatever they tell me to say, I say. Joe, I say. You know what I mean? That's what the fuck it is. Joe says this, whatever they tell him to say.
I've always questioned why he didn't run in 2016. You know, and they gave the excuse. Well, my son just died and all that shit, right? Well, maybe they knew at that point that his mind was going. Right, the dementia, whatever it is, his mind was going, but they still ran him. What, 4 years later?
Before he ran this time, when he ran this time, he was set in a. There's no way possible that he wanted to be president, and you know, he's just not mentally competent there to do it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like he's been pushed into this. If you really take a look at him, you know. You really analyze that man, how he talks and says shit. It's like he's programmed to say it, and that's that. He don't answer questions. He don't do nothing. He might be a fucking cyborg. Who fucking knows? He's a robot, Mr. Roboto. Because no regular human being would act like that. You know, a computer can't answer questions, you know what I'm saying? Unless you tell it. What, you know, that's kind of how it works. But, you know... I mean, yeah, a computer could answer questions. What am I saying? Google answers them all the time for us. We worship Google. We worship that motherfucker. You know? Google God, the God of Google.
It's like Fetterman as well. Fetterman's back in goddamn hospital.
He's been there for six fucking weeks. Where you been?
He got out today.
Oh, he got out today?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit, because he's depressed?
No, he got out of the hospital. Better, I guess.
Well, I know, but he was in there because of depression. He was in there because of depression. That's why he was there.
My thing is this with Fetterman. They want him to survive long enough that they can ask him to step down and they can appoint somebody. That's what they want.
They don't care if he dies, right. Mike. If he had a stroke and died tomorrow, they would be happy.
They placed him in there for a reason. They did. That's exactly what they did.
If he dies today, they have to have an election. They have to. If he survives until, I believe it's in August.
The vice president becomes president until the next election.
No. I'm talking about Fetterman.
Yeah. Right. There has to be a run.
I'm talking about Biden.
Right.
We're talking about Fetterman.
They want Fetterman to survive long enough to where they don't. If he does pass on or whatever, or go into a coma, and I think the cutoff month is like April.
Well, then his wife could take his seat. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, his wife can take his seat, but if he dies now, if he passes on now, they have to have that special election.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Right.
That's my point about Fetterman.
The thing it gets me, how the fuck did he win anyway? I mean, he's at his debate, and he walks up there and it says, hello, good night. Wouldn't that tell you, I want this guy running shit? Really? You might get hurt with it, you know.
You had a guy that, and I understand a lot of people in Pennsylvania consider Dr. Oz like a carpetbagger, right? But you had a guy that obviously had medical problems, whereas you had a guy who was at an event speaking. A guy started having chest pains or medical problems in that audience. He jumps down. He stops the speech. He jumps down into the audience and goes to that guy. And he stops being a candidate at that point and becomes a doctor again.
Right.
All right?
Right.
This is a guy that should have won that seat. But they had to have a commie Democrat in that seat, I guess. I don't know. This Fetterman guy, if he was healthy, which I still don't believe he's healthy.
But why would he run in the first place, Mike? You know what I mean? Why the fuck would he run in the first place? That's just to me. And how the fuck did he win against Oz? I can't see it. I just can't. You know, I don't know, man. Maybe it's me. Who knows?
Well, how did Poopy Pants win? I mean, he was put in there. Planted.
Yeah.
Voter for all.
Can you guys maintain this for a minute? Maintain the show for me. Party on.
Sure. So, but that's the thing. We have to hope, and I won't be morbid. We have to hope that something happens to Fetterman right now, as soon as possible, because
we got bigger problems with Fetterman.
We want that special election. We don't want the governor or that legislature, whatever it is, just to be able to appoint somebody. because they're going to appoint, they'll probably end up appointing his wife. We'll see. You know?
Least of our worries is betterment.
They'll come in there and they'll tell him in August, they'll come in there and say, look, we cannot trust you to stay healthy. We want you to step aside. Now, will he step aside? That's the big question. Is he like Biden, where I don't know if Biden's touchable enough to get him to step aside, if you get what I'm saying. I mean, with all the corruption that he's done over the years, he should be a billionaire with all the corruption he's done, Biden.
Well, hell
but
yeah.
Apparently
all the damn
not.
Corruption. Shit.
But apparently not. Apparently his entire family has gone through all that money. Including, well, we know what Hunter's done. We don't know what Dr. Jill has done, and we don't know what the rest of his corrupt family has done. You know, his brother, his sister, you know, whatever. We don't know what they've all done to the point of, you know.
Okay, I'm back.
Spending all the money. You're back?
Yeah, I'm back. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just talking about Biden and the corruption and shit, and the fact that how much would it cost them to tell Biden you're not running? Because you know he's going to want to get paid. Yeah.
He just can't get enough, is that what you're
right?
saying, Mike? Okay.
Yeah, not enough.
Yeah, well, fuck no. You got to get all you get while you're in there getting it. You know?
Yeah.
You got to pay for Hunter's whores and his crack habit.
Well, that too, but again, this is my thing. Let's just say for the sake of argument that the Democrats go to him and say, you know, you're the lead Democrat, Schumer, or whomever it is that's the lead Democrat, and you say, all right. Joe, we want you to step aside, and we're going to give you, let's say, $10 billion to step aside.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that going to be enough for Joe?
Probably not, because he likes the flow. It's the challenge of,
yep.
of the crime. It's the challenge. They love it. They just want to keep doing it. They get off on that shit. Nobody can fuck them. They can keep fucking people over and do whatever the fuck they want and not worry about ever going to jail for whatever the fuck the legal thing they're doing. It's, like I said before, I've been saying this shit before the show ever started, but I was on another show. I used to tell motherfuckers it's okay for them, but ain't okay for you. And that's what the fuck you get. That's what's going on right now. So, you know.
Right.
You know, it's like the state of Missouri.
Right.
Here it is. These motherfuckers, you can't own a casino on land in the state of Missouri, okay? But the state of Missouri owns slot machines that's in gas stations, in grocery stores and shit. You know what I'm saying? They have a Keno game. You can play Keno. You can sit the fucking the BFW and play Keno, win money, maybe, whatever, if you're lucky enough, but I doubt it. But then you got... And I'm thinking, too, that if you buy that Keno card there where you're watching it be played, you know, the ball bouncing in the holes and shit, it already knows who the winner
yeah.
is. So it ain't randomly fucking taking a risk, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to know the numbers you pick because you had to scan the card to get it fucking legal. So the computer automatically knows who the fucking winner is. Well, fuck no, you ain't going to win. They might just win a little bit, keep it going, but that's about it, you know what I mean? I just don't ever see anybody win a bunch of money on fucking Keno. But anyway... But there again, then you have the lottery itself. You have thousands of lottery games. Scratcher out the asshole. I mean, scratcher function is like a goddamn carnival scratchers. You know what I mean? Then you got the big fucking money mega ball. You got the big golden balls, you know, donkey balls, the, you know, dog shit balls. You got all these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's so in that big mega lottery over the United States, you know. You know, $700,000, $800,000, $900,000. Matter of fact, it went over a fucking, $1 billion, didn't it? Yeah, it went over $1 billion. So some motherfucker is happy to talk to that tax man. But you see what I mean? It's, wow. Yeah.
Don't,
so
don't get me started about the whole these churches that run these bingo games. You know.
What about bingo games?
The churches that run that's a scam too.
Fuck yeah. Man, listen, I'm gonna tell you a little story about fucking bingo. My uncle played that game to death. My aunt and uncle, they loved to play it. They used to go all the fucking time, okay? Anyway, they just decided to talk me into going with them one time. Okay, fuck it. You know, I'll play. All right. Well, I don't really understand the concept and this shit, and I don't know. So I only got 4 cards, okay, so I can understand it. So then I realized once I got going, the game started going, when I went on break, I got 2 more cards, okay? This is back where you picked your own cards out of the fucking bin, right? Of course, then they went all paper. It's all paper now. So, right. Anyway, so I was playing the last game. It's called Coverall. And that's for the jackpot, the big fucking jackpot, the progressive pot, they call it. And every week you don't win it, it goes up to more and more money, right? Well, it's worth like fucking $1,200, okay? That's what it was worth. Well, anyway, I fucking got it. I won. I won this motherfucking $1,200, man. I said, wow, fuck, this is a cool fucking game. Right on, fuck, let's do this all the time. Which I later on, of course I did play it again and again and again. I did okay, but it's never not that it ever happened again. But anyway, the old dude came up to me and checked my shit. Said, yep, it's yours. It's legit. Anyway, so he goes, do you need us to help you walk to your car? And I said, well, no, not really. And he goes, well, because some people, especially older ladies, we walk in their cars a lot of money, $1,200? Okay. I'm like, pops, I had more of that in my pocket. So, I'm cool. But it was kind of nice.
Here's something else. I don't know if they do this up there where you are, but these high schools down here do this thing called half and half. And it's basically you buy a number of tickets for like $2 a piece or whatever, $1 a piece, and by the end of at halftime of the football game, they draw a ticket, and whoever wins that ticket wins the contest. And usually it's somewhere between if it's a big school, for instance, Plaquemine High is a triple A school, you're gonna have upwards of $1,000, maybe $1,200, maybe $1,500 coming in, right? So at that particular game, so you buy the ticket and you hope that you spend
it's like a raffle. Kind of like a raffle thing.
It's like a raffle,
Okay. All right.
But you win you don't win a prize, you win money.
Right.
So, it's basically gambling.
But do you realize how many people bought the same tickets or bought the tickets themselves?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Think about it. So, okay, if they sell $5,000-$6,000 worth of tickets and the prize is, $1,500, look how much money they made. See?
Yep.
They still made money.
Like I said, the stadium here holds maybe, I don't know, a couple thousand people, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So,
right.
So you, and if you're getting a full side from the visitor side, if you're getting a more local visitors team that's coming in there. So, you put 2,000 people in a stadium, and each adult, let's say half of it is, a 1,000 people are adults, and they're buying three tickets apiece at $2
yeah,
apiece.
So, right.
There
right. Exactly. Yeah, so it's yeah, the house always wins. That's how the game's played. You know,
that's it.
So, you know, it's like auctions, you know. In the state of Missouri, you don't have to go to school to be an auctioneer. You know what I mean? You just have to apply for a license, which is no big fucking deal. Just give them some money. They'll give you the okay to do it. That's it. You know what I mean? So I got to looking at this shit, and you know, I've been doing auctions for years, you know, and there's a lot of money involved in these motherfuckers. You know what I mean? You, especially if the auctioneer's making 15-20% of the fucking take. Only thing he's doing is running his mouth for a fucking day. I mean, you're going to set it up, whatever you're going to do. But the amount of money that, if, say, if you make fucking, say, you make a, like a $40,000 sale. The auction, we made $40,000 the sale. He's going to take 15-20% of that. So he just made himself $8,000. See what I mean?
Right.
You get what's left. You get $32,000. Right. And he
gets the
money up front. He gets the money first before you do. Before you get your money, he gets his. See, you know what I mean? So there's big money in it. Big money. You know, and even consignment auctions. A consignment auction, they can it can blow up at a fucking, you know, you figure $5,000-$6,000 fucking sale. You're talking, you know, $500-$600. Well, really, more than that, $1,200. You're making a lot of money. If you're taking 20% or whatever you're taking, who knows? So, you know.
Yeah, I would wait 4, 5, 6 years ago, I was watching the, these, what was it, auction, they go to these warehouses and, where, you know, when these storage hunters,
Yeah, them things, them are all bullshit. Them are bullshit. You can do it. You can do that, but,
it ain't worth it. What I was going to say is the guy, there was a guy and a girl, a lady that were doing, that was the auctioneers, you know, and they would say, don't forget to pay the ladies. Come in. Let's just say the winning number was $5,000 to buy this storage unit, right?
Right.
Or maybe it's two storage units, whatever, to buy the storage unit. Then don't forget to pay the lady. They go pay the lady $5,000, and they probably, the two auctioneers would probably get a quarter of that.
No, I think 20% is about the highest they could do. I don't. Every state's different. Every state's different. So I couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
you know.
A lot of these places was like California and Texas and stuff like that.
You know, but
you know, let's just say 20%. You know, is the going rate. So it's like 20% of $5,000 is what.
Right.
You know. That's the scam in those things.
Yeah, but right. But that's the whole idea of being an auctioneer. You're selling people shit. It's auctions are kind of like a forced sale. You know, it depends on your bidders. You know, it depends on the fucking bidders, you know. I've been to auctions where they were giving shit away practically for a dollar for a table full of shit because nobody was bidding.
Yep.
Nobody would fucking take it. You know, it must have was bullshit. I get it. I didn't buy shit, much of shit, anything. You know, but that's just the way it happens.
Yeah,
man.
I've seen auctions.
I mean, listen, I bought 2 10-foot by 4-foot fucking water heater solar panels. Okay?
Okay.
These motherfuckers were 10 feet long. Get it? These are the best you could buy. These are very expensive, about $3,000 a piece, these motherfuckers. I kid you not. Okay? I bought them at auction for $20 a piece. No, bought them both for $25. All right? Put them on Craigslist. Okay? Got them back here to my shop. Put them on fucking Craigslist for $700. Okay? This guy, I mean, no more 15 minutes after I posted, this guy was on his way here to see me. All right? He looked at them, and he goes, yeah, they look pretty cool, man. All right? He goes, $1,400, right? I said, yep, you're right. but that ain't what I meant. I meant 700 for the pair. But he thought I meant 700 bucks a piece. So I made 700
extra
bucks. So I made, that's what I made. 25 bucks from 700 is how much? It's fucking, you know, $675. That's what I made off them two panels. You know what I mean? Then charging 50 bucks to deliver them. Then charging 50 bucks to deliver after that. So I'm a dirty motherfucker. So, no, I'm sorry. Wrong amount. It's $1,400, 25 from that. It'd be $1,375 plus 50 for delivery. So I made $1,425.
Right.
Off a $25
thing.
I made $1,425. So not bad.
I understand what you were saying about those storage things being kind of scams, but here's how they would work on that particular TV show. They would go up, they would look in there, the main characters or whatever would go up and look in there, look in those units and say, okay, either they make the determination, all this stuff is shit, I don't want it, and they walk away from the unit.
I used to do storage locker repos. This is before the storage war things ever started, you know. This is back in the fucking 90s, you know, way back. No, was it 90s? No.
Yeah,
it was early 90s when I did that shit. But I had a resale store that made a ton of fucking money. That motherfucker is insane. But the problem with them units, here's the problem. When you come, you're doing repos. But my job was going to take all the shit out of the unit and just get rid of it. Didn't matter, throw it away, whatever you want to do, it's mine. You know, but I'm getting paid to fucking clean the unit out, too. But anyway, the thing was, I mean, it was unbelievable. But most of the things you're going to find in these storage locks, in the majority, you're going to find mostly, like, clothes and shit. You know what I mean? There's some just household domestics. It's nothing, you know, it's, you know, I'd say you're going to average maybe 60 good out of 100%. That's what you're going to look at.
Yeah.
The 40%, that's going to be all bullshit, you know. But, fuck, I hit the jackpot a couple times. But, I mean, one time it was an office company that went out of business. It was a tourist company. This little tourist package, Branson and all this shit, vacation packages. There's, like, 30 fucking lockers in there full of files. And all them files inside these fucking cabinets were customers, okay? It had everything about them, everything. Their social security number, height, weight, hair, everything.
Whoa.
Credit card numbers, all kinds of shit. Okay.
Whoa.
So I'm going to be legal. I'm not going to be fucking stupid, you know, but I could have, if I was a fucking idiot retard, I could have pulled off some serious shit. Sold all that shit to fucking Mexicans over in Mexico and made myself a millionaire over fucking night. You know what I mean?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. But nope, can't do that. I'm bonded. I can't do it. Had to destroy every bit of that shit. Had to put it on fire. Folks, I don't want to go to prison. I don't want to go to prison for fraud. You know,
fraud.
I don't want to do. Yeah, I don't want to fucking do that.
So, well, they get away with voter fraud. You know.
Well, I know, but back in the early 90s, they didn't do that kind of shit yet, Gunn. You know, that's another thing they didn't do.
Okay.
People were almost half-ass honest, still, kind of.
Half-ass.
Yeah, half-ass. But, you know, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Crazy world. Crazy world.
But, you know, sometimes on these shows, they would say, okay, they may have found some old coin collection or something that you may have. You know, a Lincoln, Buffalo Head nickel, or a Lincoln head, whatever, and this, that, and the other. Several of them, and it's like, okay, this could be worth something, you know. But like I said, most of the time what they would do is they would start out at $25. Now, if they would look inside the unit and say, okay, I see this, X, Y, and Z, and A, B, and C, and the other people would say the same thing, and they would say, "All right, I'm willing to spend, I don't know, $800 on this unit, right?"
Mm-hmm.
In the hopes that I hit it big and get $2,500 out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that's the way that's just.
That's betting on it. That's risky to do, but it's a bet. It was a bet that
right.
stuff.
Right. Well, if you're that stupid to do it, go for it. But, you know, I still like the betting better. But anyway,
yeah.
guys, we are, like, out of time. We have ran out of time on this queue. Yeah, it's already, yeah. Well, remember, we had technical problems. VTR only gives me 2 hours, man. You know how they are. All right, guys. Well, we'll do it again tonight. Tonight. We'll do it again. Hopefully, I got my shit together.
Tonight.
Yeah. But hopefully, I have my shit together and everything will be fucking peachy. You know what I mean? All right, my friends. Well, I'm going to blow this camp now. We'll see you later tonight. So behave yourself. Be good to yourself. And don't take no fucking wooden nickels. Don't take them fuckers. All right? All right, guys. I'll see you.
Let's go and see the stars.